WJTL Phil Wickham, Hymn of Heaven. Good morning to you. 719.
Weather-wise, today it's going to be a sunny day with a high of 72. Tonight, clear, low of 39. Your winning Wednesday, it's going to be partly sunny, high of 62. Right now, we're seeing 39 in Mannheim, 33 in Lancaster.
This morning, we're hanging out with our friend Brittany Beitzel. She is the director of Jane Eyre. It's happening at Lancaster Academy for the Performing Arts. Well, it's actually happening at the Gardner Theater at Lancaster Country Day School, but Lancaster Academy for the Performing Arts is doing it. Good morning again, Brittany.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lancaster Academy for the Performing Arts, tell us all about it.
So the Lancaster Academy for the Performing Arts is this incredible program that serves 230 local homeschool families from Lancaster County and surrounding counties. And it is an arts program that seeks to develop young students in the arts with an emphasis, a major emphasis on glorifying Christ.
And you guys are doing a show this weekend.
Yes, we are. This is our big spring musical. It is Jane Eyre, the musical, and we are so excited to be presenting it this weekend at the Gardner Theater.
So it's happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes, two shows on Saturday, 2 and 7, and then Thursday and Friday night at 7 p.m.
And if folks want tickets, they can go online.
Yes, they can go to lancasteracademy.org to purchase tickets.
What is it about this show that you love?
There are so many things about this show that I love, but most of all, as a believer, I love that this classic Gothic Victorian novel written in the 1800s is so relevant today. What I love about it is that it is a gospel-centered message with beautiful music, but really the story is about redemption and forgiveness in the face of incredible injustice.
Yeah. Tell us about the kids you're working with.
Oh, the kids that I am working with are so fantastic. They are a wonderful, wonderful, extraordinary group of young people. Our cast is made up of 46 students,
wow.
6th through the 12th grade. We have one student who's a little bit younger than that, who's playing a younger role. But they are absolutely fantastic. They love the Lord and they love the arts and they love to pursue the Lord with excellence.
How long have you been working on Jane Eyre?
We've been working on the show for about 8 weeks. Our production team was working long before that, but the students started rehearsing sort of around January 9th, 10th, so literally 2 months ago, and yeah. They've just been working so hard.
Now, how about the crew and everybody else? Are they part of the homeschool group as well?
They are. So our department heads are parents, so it's parent volunteers who run the different departments, and then we have students who are part of many students who are part of our crew, our hair and makeup team, all the team, spotlights, everything. So we're so lucky to have them.
I've seen some of the finest costumes come out of Lapa.
Yes.
The Tortolanos that have been working on costumes for a long time, and they were a part of the group, and they are some of the most skilled costume makers that I've seen in the area.
And they
were starting out as homeschool kids, doing it for their homeschool shows.
That's awesome.
With Lapa and things like that.
That's right.
When she says excellence, she means excellence.
Truly excellent. And this year we are lucky to be under the costume direction of Susan Gagan,
and she's done
an incredible job. And we have some of the Tortolanos working on heading up hair and makeup this year.
Yes,
so it's incredible.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Do you have a favorite part of the show?
My favorite part of the show is, and not to give too much away about the show, but Jane Eyre, as a young child, is really put upon and suffers great injustice under the hand of her own aunt, and who is her only really living relative that she knows of left. And in Act Two, her aunt is dying, and she goes to her and offers her full and free forgiveness for everything that she did to her as a child. And really, she set her life on a terrible course, but she was lucky enough or blessed enough to find the Lord through another student, and she offers full and free forgiveness to that woman. And it's really a beautiful, beautiful story.
That sounds beautiful.
It is.
Now, you said there's 43 songs? Is that how many you said?
Yeah, 43 songs in the show.
Amazing. Do you have a favorite song?
My favorite song is Forgiveness. That is sung by the student to this young girl as she presents the gospel to her. And then it is sung again to the aunt as she is heading into eternity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful.
It is powerful.
Jane Eyre, the musical, happening at the Gardner Theater, Lancaster Country Day School. And it's happening this weekend, Thursday, Friday, twice on Saturday. LancasterAcademy.org is where you can get your tickets. Thank you so much, Brittany, for joining us and telling us about Jane Eyre. It sounds like a fantastic presentation.
It really is. Thank you so much for having
me. Yeah, have a great week.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. This is Need to Breathe on WJTL. When you forgive someone.